If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What we said before the last segment is Fenster gets hot in here. It did get hot. We will revisit that conversation coming up after we hop off the horn with our pal Tashawn Reed. This is the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. Lanoe Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock right now. We go out to the guest hotline. For the first time this show, we find our pal Tashawn Reed, Washington Commanders beat writer for the Washington Post. Give him a follow on the X app at Tashawn Reed. What's going on, good guy? How did the bye week treat you, man?
Good, man. Got to relax for once, get away. We're ready to log back in. We got a lot of news this week.
Putting some fire playlists together. Look, I commented on Tashawn Reed's IG, and he put together, you know, I'm a Drake connoisseur. He put together what he considered Drake going as deep in his bag as possible. A lot of good hits on there. I gave him about a B+ for the grade. We're going to see if we get some Drake. From now on, we got to play some Drake for you.
I got you.
When we bring you on the show. That'll be your walk-up music from now on. We got to hear, though, Tashawn, from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn, earlier this afternoon. And I believe, was this Tashawn's question that cut 11 and 12 that we played in terms of Okay. But I know a lot of different questions were asked this afternoon, and what are you looking for, I guess, Tashawn, from this team in the final 6 weeks of the season? Like, what is probably, like, the most important thing for you?
I think it's just how it looks, right, more so than the outcome. Because, you know, realistically, like, you know, I know they haven't been officially eliminated yet, but the playoffs most likely aren't going to happen mathematically. And so it's more so about, you know, from a culture building standpoint, turning it around to where it's not like it was a few weeks ago where it's like you're getting beat by 20 every week, you know?
Right.
You know, being competitive, winning a few games, ending on a high note, and you know, if you're the team, hopefully carrying it over to next season. I kind of think of it as similar to that Lions year, kind of the one before they were, like, really good, where they kind of won, I can't remember what it was, 6 or 7 games in a row. And even though they didn't make the playoffs, that momentum and the tone of that set carried over to the next year. I think that's kind of like the best case scenario, what you're looking for if you're the Commanders. Like, you know, if you get lucky and somehow sneak into the playoffs, obviously that's great too. But realistically, that's probably what you're hoping for these last 6 weeks.
It's less than 1% chance. They're not officially out. Their best way of making the postseason now would be an epic collapse from Philadelphia within the division. And that seems unlikely, but maybe there's a chance when you think about how stiff Philly's schedule is down the stretch and then how they've looked to this point. You asked about reaffirming the culture and trying to distinguish, like, are we, you know, what are we looking for here down the stretch? In terms of, like, playing the young guys, I wanted your opinion on that. It feels like, and I don't know if DQ directly answered it, but it feels like a situation where they're focused on winning as many games as possible and they're not just giving away snaps to youngins for the sake of evaluating. Your thought process on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, like, you know, when people say that, you know, they're kind of just saying put the young guys in, but like, at which spots do you feel like there's a young player that's like really itching for snaps that should be getting them over a veteran right now? You know, I mean, like, this isn't a team that's had strong drafting for 3 or 4 years and they got this strong collection of young players. And this is the oldest team in the league, you know, for a reason. And so maybe there's a couple spots, or maybe McGee could play a little bit more linebacker and Bobby Wagner could play a little less or something like that. But I don't really think there's like a glaring spot on either side of the ball where you really can say that. And so I do think it would be a case of just throwing young guys out there just to say that that's what you're doing. And I don't think that there's much value in that. Also, you know, particularly when you have somebody like Jaden Daniels coming back potentially, you know, from his injury, you know, let's say offensive line, for example, you're going to bench a veteran for a young guy and then potentially get him hurt, right. You know, because the young guy has some groin pain. So I think it's tricky when you get into that area. And, you know, their priority is trying to win every game, obviously. And, you know, as long as the playoffs are still in the mix, that's going to be the case. And so I think that's fine, you know, in terms of their general approach from here. I get it. I understand, like, the fan base. They kind of – some in the fan base probably want to see them lose more than win, right. To be honest, the rest of the year. For draft positioning, but as a team, you just can't really operate that way.
Yeah, not realistic in terms of that thought process. We found out Will Harris before we went to Madrid. The 21-day practice window was open. He practiced out there. He's going to continue to practice here this week in Ashburn. What do you expect to see from him in the final 6 weeks of the season? And do you think he's a guy whose spot is solidified next year on this defense? He signed a 2-year deal, and when you think about, as we found out after he got hurt, they placed a lot of the blame, it felt like, for the shortcomings of the secondary on him not being out there. Your expectations for him down the stretch?
He plays a big role in their communication on the back end, and that's been an issue all season long. You know, I think now as much as that is personnel, just with all the injuries with, you know, Lattimore and Amos going down, and obviously Harris, you know, missing most of the season as well. So I think it's just sort of solidifying that on the back end, you know, ideally seeing less mistakes, you know, coverage breakdowns and miscommunication and blown assignments, things of that nature. In terms of next season, it's kind of hard to say, you know, we kind of see it kind of offseason plays out, but you would think so. You know, I thought he played pretty well the first couple games of the season, small sample size. But if he has a strong finish in the season, he could help firm that up for sure. But, you know, I think the state of the secondary, just because of the injuries, like, it's not going to be a good unit at any point. But, you know, maybe some of those mental errors, you can see him help clean up some of those.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Joined right now by our pal Tashawn Reed, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Make sure you check out his work at thewashingtonpost.com. Follow him at Tashawn Reed on the X app. Drake Jackson is someone, Tashawn, that I've done some digging on here in the past several weeks when they opened up They also opened up his window before heading to Madrid, and I talked to some folks down in San Francisco. There's some high hopes for him here internally in terms of the opportunity that he has, former second-round pick that has been a superb athlete. Just the injury bug has really cost him over the past year and a half. How much do you know about him, and do you expect him to get a fair crack at some big-time snaps here down the stretch?
Yeah, he's a guy that showed a lot of promise for the 49ers as a rookie a few years ago. Adam Peters, you know, was obviously part of that evaluation staff that drafted him out there. But, you know, as you mentioned, his career got sidelined by injuries. Really an unusual situation. I mean, he got hurt in 2023 and really is still working his way back from that knee injury a couple years later. It's always hard to say what a guy's going to look like after that long of an absence, you know. It's really difficult to pick it back up after that kind of, you know, duration. And so I don't think there's much pressure on him, you know, to end the season. I think it's just, they're just hoping to see him flash a little bit and get his feet wet, you know, a little bit in terms of getting back out there. And, you know, this position group has been decimated by injuries all season long. The pass rush has really gone downhill since Lawrence Armstrong went down with that ACL injury. And so, you know, I think if he can flash a little bit, the opportunity is going to be there for him. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in that room. Jacob Martin's played really well as of late, but outside of him, plenty of room to get into that rotation there. So, you know, pass rush, they definitely need help there. They needed help there really most of the season, you know, because of injuries. And so we'll see what he has a little bit these last few games of the season.
He's got a big opportunity. Excited to see him. We also found out Jayden Daniels going to practice in some capacity this week. I would expect him, because he's just waiting final clearance on contact, I would expect him to be a full participant every day in practice because there's just no contact in practice. So that would be big. They're calling it unlikely. I said it on the show earlier to Sean, if the doctor somehow clears him on Saturday, I'd play him on Sunday. But that's just my thought process. What do you need to what do you need to see from him in the final 6 weeks, man?
I think, you know, a little bit of, we talked about it, I think, a few weeks ago now, but with Kurt Warner and that breakdown, I think you saw a little bit more hesitation from him this year. I think last year he was playing pretty free and kind of just letting it fly. And I think due to a few reasons, probably, you know, Terry McLaurin not being out there as much due to his injuries, you know, Noah Brown, you know, the receiving corps is not being what it was last year, maybe not having as much trust in some unfamiliar targets. He just didn't look fully comfortable, I don't think, at any point this season. And so I know that, you know, him getting injured multiple times this season could be another thing that makes you hesitate as well as a player, you know, when those things keep stacking up on you. But I think you just want to see him play free and kind of get back to being Jayden out there. And we've seen flashes of that this season. I'm not going to act like we haven't at any point, but just kind of seeing that become a consistent thing and him stay on the field, really. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, every time he kind of get into his groove, he get hurt again. So I think just kind of finding that consistency, both in terms of his availability and his play, is what you want to see down his home stretch. And, you know, the good news is for him, you know, it looks like McLaurin and Brown should be working their way back here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while they've lost some other guys like McCaffrey, the receiver, you know, you kind of get closer to that starting unit that they anticipated, you know, pairing those guys with Deebo Samuel.
Hopefully we get to see him for a couple of games down the stretch, man. Talking about Deebo, Noah, Terry, all out there together in unison at that wide receiver spot. One guy that I'm going to have under the microscope down the stretch to Sean is last year's second-round pick, Jazon Newton, a guy that was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in his final season in college. If it wasn't for the foot injury, he probably would have been a top 20 first-round selection. His career has gotten off to a slow start. Every time you ask Dan Quinn about Jazon, he does not forget to mention the fact that he didn't get a full training camp in last year because of the injury to the foot, or the feet, rather, because it ended up being both feet that he had work on. With Newton here down the stretch, how important is it for him to show some flashes? And then just from your limited time here in the nation's capital, Deshaun, what have you seen from him?
You're going to see a couple moments throughout the season. But, you know, again, it's just kind of these brief flashes in the pan and not that consistency that you need in order to be a difference maker. And part of it is, you know, they've gotten some really strong play from Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne when he's been out there as well. You know, he's coming back from a suspension this week. So there hasn't been as much opportunity for him there. And so he's sort of in his role where he's the third guy off the bench. And, you know, that rotation role, you can be effective in that role, but, you know, you're kind of like a pitch hitter, you know, or a sixth man coming off the bench. So it's kind of hard if, as a young player, if you need those reps, as I think he does, you know, as a mix of like not having that full season last year and, you know, coming in this year in this rotational role. I think he's still finding his way of what type of player he's going to be. And it's a little bit tougher when you're coming off the bench and you're not playing a full game. You don't have the opportunity to do that. And then as a coaching staff, like when Kinlaw and Payne are playing as well as they are, it's like you pretty much aren't taking those guys off the field unless it's a rest situation, you know? So I think he found out a tough spot for him. You definitely want to see more out of him, but, you know, I don't know if he's going to reach that level of Kinlaw or Payne, you know, this season anyway, in order to really eat into those guys' snaps.
I'll be real, Tashawn. You know, I'm a straight shooter, brother, man. I love this team, so I'm going to be very, very critical and open and honest with my analysis. Not a good look that your second-year defensive tackle can't play on rundowns, virtually unplayable on rundowns. So they cut bait with Emmanuel Forbes quickly last year. I'd be interested to see how quickly they cut bait with picks of their own. That was a messy comment for you on the way out, my friend. I appreciate you making some time for us, brother.
Hey, Forbes looked pretty good last year.
Hey, man.
You know, might be a little patient.
Yeah, patience is a virtue. Yes, indeed. That is Tashawn Reed. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Tashawn Reed and check out his work at thewashingtonpost.com. A lot more to get to here on this Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, I want you to line up on the phones at 301-230-0980. Emmanuel Forbes and Cameron Curl, starring in Hollywood in the L.A. Rams secondary. Are Adam Peters and the Commanders, are they at fault at all for those guys no longer being in the nation's capital? Your calls on that next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.